Well, the Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip is now in its 17th day. The number of Palestinian casualties, mostly women and children, keeps rising. Israeli forces have pounded an area near the city of Khan Yunis in central Gaza and a district in Jabalia in the northern parts of the coastal enclave. A family of six, including two children, is among the latest casualties. Several children were among more than a dozen Palestinians who lost their lives in Israel's earlier attacks on Wednesday. The United Nations says one Palestinian child has been killed each hour in Gaza over the past couple of days. At least 712 Palestinians have been killed since Tel Aviv began pounding Gaza on July the 8th. More than 4,500 others have also been injured since the beginning of the Israeli onslaught. To get the latest on that situation in Gaza, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now via satellite. Ashraf, what is the latest?
Well, Baghar, the number of the fatalities as a result of the continuous Israeli aggression on Gaza is at least 715, as almost every minute there is an airstrike hitting a house or hitting a building or a civilian infrastructure throughout the Gaza Strip, and thousands more are injured. Israeli tanks are shelling homes throughout the eastern perimeter of the Gaza Strip, from Rafah in the south all the way to Beth Hanun in the north, and also in northern Gaza in Beth Lahia. And the Israeli gunboats continue to bomb randomly throughout the Gaza Strip. So throughout the night, all we hear is F-16s or F-15 fighter jets, assassination drones, Israeli naval boats, tank shelling. This is the sounds that you keep hearing all the time. The ambience in Gaza is of bombing. The ambience is of killing. The ambience is of carnage. This is what the people in Gaza sleep to and wake up to.
And Ashraf, you know, on top of all of that ambience, as you've described, of destruction and war, there's obviously also the added issues of a water shortage, food shortage, medical supplies shortage, as well as electricity shortage. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, I'll give you a small example. I haven't had electricity in my house for 3 days now, and anyone can imagine how that would be without electricity. Without electricity, you cannot pump water into your building, and even water is not reaching our building or hundreds of thousands of homes, because water pumps are not operating because they don't have fuel to run them, and there is no electricity to run the pumps, and also sewage treatment is not working. Thousands of tons of raw sewage are dumped into the Mediterranean on a daily basis. This is what Israel is doing to the people of Gaza. They're attacking people of Gaza, they're killing the people of Gaza, they're maiming the people of Gaza. This is a pure genocide, pure ethnic cleansing, a continuation of the Israeli regime's ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people for over six decades.